Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, October the 27th. It's National Black Cat Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's mascot. They are the only major defunct retail to select a black cat as their mascot, because they aren't copycat. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it must be tomorrow because the sun has come out. Currently 12 degrees, working our way up to a high of 14, and a mix of sun and cloud throughout the day. So do enjoy, everybody. Maybe short-lived. And a random daily shout-out to black cats who can pretty much get whatever they want. I guess that's because they're so persuasive.
All I know is, James, you better articulate better, because I spent all last night hunting down a black cat.
I'm not sure if Mark was celebrating black cats or Scotsman with his school.
I'm not sure. It's either that or any day, you know. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that it's black cat day.
Keep going.
All right. Well, don't get too superstitious on National Black Cat Day. This day celebrates the beauty of these sleek creatures. Venturo, you'll know the answer to this one. How are programmers and black cats alike? No? Well, they can both sit in the same position for a long time and get excited when they see a bug. It was believed that black cats were the supernatural entities that assisted witches with their practice of witchcraft. My sister has a black cat. No, she's not a witch, but... this cat does help her solve some of the very tricky situations she encounters at OPC, some of which do require witchcraft, I'm sure. And I think you've all seen a picture of my dogs playing poker. It keeps making the rounds in social media from time to time. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I couldn't find a cat version. Too many cheetahs. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Did you go with The Cure? Love Cats?
No.
There's no. Cat Stevens. Cat in the Cradle.
Oh, Double Cat.
There are actually two songs called Black Cat. One is by Janet Jackson, which was my first go-to because I've always written that song from Rhythm Nation because I pretty much know every song on Rhythm Nation. But I'm going with Black Cat by Ziggy Marley, which I didn't know existed until yesterday. So I love sometimes getting a little fine. And his approach to, because we all know, well, some of us may or may not know, black cats are usually not seen as a good luck charm, you know? Most people run away when they see a black cat. And so Ziggy Marley in his song chooses to change that paradigm. So usually I get a song catches me at the beginning, but this one, the lyrics really caught me closer to the end. He says, black cat, you're beautiful. Why does everybody run away? Has anybody told you I care? Has anybody told you I love you? Black cat, come visit me. I don't care what people say. I saw your hazel eyes sparkling in the moonlight. Black cat, things will change. I'm gonna wipe away your bad name. Black cat, you're beautiful. Black cat, black cat. So I really like that. Obviously, it's a euphemism for, you know, a person. But I like that. I like that message that, you know what, you know, if it was bad at the beginning, it doesn't have to be bad in the end. So, you know me, I love a redemptive song. So,
there's lots of parallels there for me. Like, you know, you were saying about the black cat being a person. Well, cats cause my eyes to swell up and I get hives. That happens with people too.
Same. So it's really nice. It's just like a low-key mellow song. A good Wednesday song, you know, like low-key mellow, just sweet, and reminding you that the week is coming to an end, hopefully, for many of us. For those of you that, you know, have to work on the weekends, I, you know, my hat goes off to you because that was me for a long time. So
see, even she's confusing things. She's taking her hat off.
So take your time, pace yourself today. And, you know, if it starts out and it's not that great, just remember there is a redemptive quality in the day as well. So that is my pick today, Black Cat by Ziggy Marley.
Nice. And it's already added to the playlist for today, and I'm going to add a link to it in the show notes. I don't know what that means, but I heard somebody say that on a podcast, and it sounded really cool. Let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, I got to say, yesterday's tech tip was gold. Tom carved a pumpkin last night, and we'll be eating seeds out of its back end for days. What have you got for us today?
Hey, it's Wednesday, so it's time for Wednesday's book. Five black cats set out through a shadowy street and dark forest. Along the way, they encountered bats and glowing jack-o'-lanterns. Then they followed a tiny white mouse into a spooky old house for an annual Halloween party. That's just a piece of the book. It's Five Black Cats by Patricia Haggerty. And that's really a book for preschoolers. I'm expecting you guys to go reading that book now, since you have grandkids. But that's the book of the day, Five Black Cats by Patricia Haggerty. It's a fun book if you have preschoolers or toddlers. That's it.
Or an adult credit class.
Oh, whoa. Sir. Wow.
An appreciation of children's literature. Grade 11 elective.
I do not approve of that message. Putting it out.
Goodness gracious. Let's put some distance between now and then. All right. Let's get to the sizzler. This week, our own Vice Principal Botnick, special guest Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, will work together to earn a Zeller's gift certificate at the restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
I can't complain. It's against my funder's policy.
I think we have the same funder. Today, you will earn valuable Zeller's restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, one bonus dollar is earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud, and we are carrying forward $3 from last week. In my hand, I have a list of questions about black cats, brought to you by every other breed of cat who wants their own day too. Question number one, why do black cats never have bad hair days? Matt Schulman.
If you licked yourself that much, you'd have lustrous hair too.
How do you know he doesn't?
Location. $4.
And you are worried about my adult credit comment.
Well, you know. Vice Principal Botnick.
Well, I was going to say, if you're my neighbor's cat, every day is actually a bad hair day. It seems to love napping under my car, you know, picking up oil and dirt and debris. Nasty. It kind of has that Gary Busey, Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, Malcolm Gladwell look to him. So I think every black cat will have a bad hair.
All right, that's
start
$1
under my car for those guys.
Especially when you start the van. Hey, buddy John in high school had a cat who used to, in the winter, climb up into the engine compartment. Good old three-legged cat. $3, one for every star that was mentioned in Vice Principal Botnick's answer. Let's get to question number two. When are black cats considered lucky? Vice Principal Botnick.
When they walk across someone else's path.
Ooh. Hey, turn a phrase for $2. Matt Schulman.
I'll add on. When they cross someone's path, walk under a ladder and into a broken mirror.
$1 for each of the separate references. Well done, sir. We're up to $5, $8, $11, $15. Long way to go to eclipse last week's total of $37, but I have confidence. Question three, how is
this a daily double?
Ding, 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 daily double, doubling. Oh, well done. Good call. That card has not been played here on the show before. There's a first time for everything. Question number three for the daily double, how is it that black cat's coat can rust? Matt Schulman.
If they're made from the same material as the Pontiac 6000 I drove as my first car, they would rust.
Oh, man. 6000, so $6, daily double, up to 12 for that response. Vice Principal Botnick.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my first answer. So hanging out under the car, scratching itself, exhaust. the neighbor's cat really has a misunderstanding of what the catalytic converter does.
Oh. All right. We gotta go 6 plus 2 for recycling the joke and double that. The math says that's $14. 26, 30, hey, $38.
We did.
Thank you. Well done, officer, principal with the backwards name and the daily double, $38 for lunch and dessert for everybody. Well done, team. All right, it is Wednesday. Time for Wednesday's word. Oh, yes, indeed. How long should we let him go? Well, knowing that we can't hear him.
Paul, you're muted, buddy.
The world is silent.
No, I was just saying, I'm really sorry. I was really thinking of a faculty event class when I was thinking about those adult owners. Anyway, before Wednesday's word, I figure I at least owe everyone a grammar lesson, to make up as penance for my transgression there. So, what's the difference between a cat and a comma? So you should read that book more often. One has claws at the end of its paws. The other is a pause at the end of a clause.
All right.
That gets us to Wednesday's word, laser pointer. That is a whip that you use when you are herding cats.
Yeah.
Very good. Very accurate. Very accurate. Well done, sir. Not the same pointer that we used to use in the doodlies from before. Well, this could be it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us this long. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.